The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen Jacoby. What is it that we do?
What up, though?
We get a people. What they want. Of course, we're going to talk about Tom Brady beating New England in New England. Of course, we're going to talk about Patrick Mahomes' big day. But nothing is more important than you and I and the Buffalo kids in Buffalo going to the Bills game. I promised I would jump through a table the second we got through a tailgate. The first thing Jalen Rose said is, who's got a table for this man to jump through? Raining, dreary, beers, going through the table.
How do you feel about that experience, Jacoby? I applaud you being a man of your word. Just talk us through that. Break that down. What do you see there?
Well, let me tell you, is this one lady was like, Jalen, the first, we get out of the Uber, Jalen's first thing is like, who's got a table? Who's got a table? I was like, Jay, I haven't even had a drink yet. Like, I gotta get warmed up. I gotta look at these different tables. But when I saw the table, not all tables are created equal, and that table had plastic framing, not metal framing. And when I saw that particular table, I was like, all right, I can do this. And there are people at the tailgate were very concerned about me. They're like, you shouldn't do this, dog. They're like, don't do this. And I was like, I thought you guys do this all the time. Why do you look so concerned? And there it was. Got up on the cooler. Jumped into the table.
Yeah.
And then I had to keep getting after the table. Because you can't just jump through.
What was the second? When did this part?
You got to destroy the table. You smash the table.
Oh,
and then
man,
celebrate
so
with
many
my Bills Mafia questions. Brethren.
I got so many follow-up questions. Just keep running video while I ask all of
you
these
gotta
questions.
Eat the table. You got to eat the table.
Yes.
You
yes.
You got to.
Yes. So I have so many follow-up questions. We took a first class flight to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. Jacoby and I shared a room like we were in college.
Yup. Roommates.
Absolutely. He promised me that he was gonna prove to the people who only hear the show that he was actually a white guy.
Very white
guy. So he said, I'm gonna do things that you can't do, Jalen. I'm gonna embrace my heritage and my people. You always talking about your culture? Well, this 60,000
yes.
people arena, this is my people. This is
yes.
my culture. So as soon as we got there, no question, we got right out of the car. Gentleman offered me a nice bowl of broth, right? And a nice chicken.
Soup.
It was so good. And Jacoby said you hadn't had a drink. Did you ignore the two or three drinks that we had before we got to the game? Oh,
well,
I guess I shouldn't have said that.
Count. Those don't count. Those were breakfast drinks.
Those were breakfast drinks. Gosh, okay. So we get there, right? And for insurance purposes, the team and a lot of people don't want to embrace people like this willing to put their bodies at risk. But Jacoby was willing to do so. So we found a lady that was so very helpful. She set it up for us. She teed it up. Now, what about when you were about to jump off the car? Talk about that process.
They wouldn't let me jump off the car. I wanted to jump off the Jeep, and she's like, that's not my car. You can't stand on somebody's car that's not mine. And I was like, I can't even stand on the bumper. And she's like, no, that's an expensive vehicle. And I said, all right, I'll jump off the cooler then. But there was nothing worse than that feeling when you break the table and you're still suspended in the air, and you think that perhaps you didn't even succeed. You didn't even break the table. But finally, the weight of Jacoby collapsed the table. And there was also a football game. I don't know if you noticed that, Jalen Rose. There was also a football game there, and the Bills were dominant, putting themselves back as the class of the AFC East. Texans didn't even score a point. Davis Mills was having trouble moving the ball, and the Bills were having no trouble whatsoever with their opponent. Big shout to Buffalo and the Bills.
Shout to the Bills Mafia defense. Had a shutout. That's always impressive in an NFL game. Mm-hmm. And also, it's great to see Allen and Diggs hook up. But since it was like 40-0, and this game wasn't really exciting, let's talk about what was exciting. We didn't have tickets initially. And so we had to call Conway the Machine, who was on the field catching passes from Josh Allen. Conway the Machine was on the field. He came to the gate, left to come and grab us. And you know what happened? He took us into the arena. And as we walk into the arena, Conway the Machine has a suite, an executive suite with his name on it. At the Buffalo Bills.
All the M&Ms you can eat. All the gummy worms you can eat.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, he took care of us. I ate all of the popcorn. I ate all of the chips. We had shots on shots on shots. And he even taught me something. He said, toast. What did he say?
This is for yourself.
If you love yourself, it made me feel so good about
it,
right?
The absolute best. Big shout to Griselda. Big shout to everybody in Buffalo who took such great care of us.
It's more.
Big shout to Jalen
Rose
for not having tickets to the game, not having hotel rooms booked. Just we're sharing the same room. It was a true Buffalo experience. Big shout to everybody that took care of us. We have to move on to the rest of the NFL weekend, Mr. Rose.
Hold on. No, what about Saturday night, dog? We got a chance to see a Griselda show. Benny the Butcher, West Side Gun. We saw like a 3-hour throwback show. I went to West Side Gun's show, store that day. It was a full experience. Shout to our family in Buffalo. Jaylen, we'll be back soon.
You
maybe
and
for
I
Monday night.
Work very hard, and we get a direct deposit every week. And for some reason, we thought it was a good idea to wager some of that hard-earned money on the Lions winning a football game. I'm never doing that again. We really thought the Lions were going to beat the Bears after what the Bears did the previous week against the Browns, and Justin Fields didn't look right. Everything looked right against the Lions. The Lions are just like deodorant. They make everything look and smell better.
So, I'm happy for Justin Fields because I really believe he has what it takes to be a special quarterback. Mm-hmm. And you and I have already declared him the greatest quarterback in the history of the Chicago Bears. But let's just talk about this. The Lions were not only a plus 3.5, Jacoby and I actually bet that they would win the game.
Outright.
And so
that was
imagine,
so dumb.
We're in Conway's suite, right? Amongst family and friends, Armani Caesar's there. And we look up at the score, and it's 14-0.
In the first quarter.
And then everybody looked at me and was like, wait. You still root for the Lions? We could not, like, Jacoby. We wagered our hard-earned money on my hometown team.
On the Lions to win the game. Why did we do that? It was so dumb. Well, it was a good game for the Bears. Justin Fields did look good. Their offense could move the ball, and anyone can stop the Lions. But Jalen, the marquee game of week 4 was the Sunday night game between the Patriots and the Bucs, and it did not disappoint. Came down to the last minute where Mac Jones was the one moving the ball, putting his team in a position to, and it was a doink 56-yard field goal from Folk. Mr. Rose, I was surprised by how well Mac Jones and the Patriots played in this one. What do you think?
But that was an extra long field goal attempt in those conditions. Mm-hmm. And they weren't playing against the Lions where miraculously 66-yard field goals win games. That was a long attempt. But shout to Mac Jones in particular on that final touchdown drive. It was masterful, in particular at the goal line. How they really just undressed the Buccaneers defense the entire time. But I know you saw my nephew Golston out there representing the D, representing Michigan State. I know you saw him get a sack. I know you saw what he did, Jacoby. Detroit, it's our turn, baby. Yeah! I know you saw it. That's what we do. But shout out to Mac Jones. And I'm here to put some respect on one Bill Belichick's name. You know why? I'm going to do it for him because people want to judge how long he hugged Tom Brady. Like, he's staying true to his character. Bill Belichick has not been the fluffy hug and kiss lovey-dovey kind of personality for public consumption ever. They've accomplished some amazing things. It's okay for him to be closer to Josh McDaniels, Tom Brady to be closer to Josh McDaniels, his coordinator, then Bill Belichick, their authoritative figure, the head coach of the team. It was great to see Tom Brady return, to see him celebrate it. Obviously, the Bucs found a way to win, and the Patriots have their future at quarterback. The Bucs are still a contending favorite to possibly repeat.
Absolutely. And there was a lot of discussion about the Chiefs. People were very critical about the Chiefs, and they answered their critics in a game against the Eagles. They scored 42 points on the Eagles. However, the defense still can't stop anybody because the Eagles were moving the ball against this Chiefs defense. Are you concerned or encouraged by this Chiefs win?
I'm encouraged by the Chiefs win, and it was how they did it. Patrick Mahomes, 1, 2, 3, 4. Five touchdown passes. How about the cheetah? 1, 2, 3. Oh, you know what? At some point, I was like, you know what? The Kansas City Chiefs were playing in fast forward. But then I look on the other side. Our guy, my guy, Jalen Hurts.
Look good.
You can say whatever you want to say about the Eagles' struggles this year. They got a quarterback. And if they don't appreciate him, I appreciate him. And I'm pretty sure another team would appreciate him because he looked good and he wasn't playing defense. You know how much I love my guy, Big Play Slay, former Lion, but the cheetah was out there going crazy.
He really was.
And he was always ready to go and fast forward. Yesterday is his day to get active.
Look at the underhanded pass for a touchdown from Patrick Mahomes. He's just showing off.
Sidearm
throws. Like, everything was working for the Chiefs offense. The Chiefs defense is going to be a concern when they play against better competition later this season and in the playoffs. Mr. Rose, we adopted the Cardinals last year as our team, and they, so far this year, have looked very good because of that man. Kyler Murray, former number one pick, has looked like it, and the Cardinals had a huge win. We'll discuss that and the rest of week four right after this. Coming to you live from the Seaport in New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose. The Cardinals faced off against the Rams. The Rams, people were calling the best team in football, but maybe that is the Arizona Cardinals and Kyler Murray. After this performance, are you ready to call them a legit Super Bowl contender in the NFC?
I am. And by the way, I was watching this game and I was thinking, I got a new nickname for Kyler Murray that I want to affectionately call him. And watching his personality being small in stature, seemingly out there playing with giants and making them look foolish, but being really angry and tough while he doing it. That's Joe Pesci right there.
That's Joe Pesci.
Who he is. No doubt.
I didn't see that coming.
That's Joe Pesci. You know how he played the roles in a movie? You get out of line, you get whacked, and every time his character shows up to do the job, that's Kyler Murray, because all of us were ready, myself included, were ready to crown the Rams.
Yep.
I saw him get ran on yesterday. Wasn't Edmonds run 10 yards a carry? Did I see that happening?
And not only that,
Connor
AJ
scored
Green.
Two touchdowns?
AJ Green is back. Like, AJ Green going to the Cardinals did not make headlines, but he is every single week, it seems like he has five catches for 100 yards every week.
Last year, he was coming back from an injury, and they had Joe Burrow, and Joe Burrow got injured. I was trying to wonder if he was washed or not. So he ended up going there, resurrecting himself. Our guy D-Hop is going to always be a threat. But anytime you're able to run against a team that has Aaron Donald on the defensive line on the other side, extremely impressive. And so, yes, whatever you're selling with the Cardinals stock, because they have Joe Pesci, I'm buying.
I love the Joe Pesci nickname. Two other teams in the NFC that look to be Super Bowl contenders faced off yesterday in week four. And of course, I'm talking about the Seattle Seahawks and the Niners. And it was Russell Wilson and the Seahawks getting a much needed win in the Bay Area. What do you think about the Seahawks?
I think Metcalf is a locomotive, literally. That's one thing. The other thing is, as we start talking about like game-changing players in the league, how about the fact that Russell Wilson, at this point of his career, has 100 wins, Only Peyton Manning has had that number of wins in their first 10 seasons, and he's never gotten a single MVP vote. How about that?
We discuss rookie quarterbacks all the time on this program, and one that we don't discuss that much is Trey Lance, who finally got an opportunity because Garoppolo went down with a calf injury. He looked pretty good. What do you think of Trey Lance?
His size and stature and the way he glides in a lot of ways, it reminds me of Colin Kaepernick, in particular playing for that team, because you and I were there when Kaepernick the 49ers played against the Ravens in the Super Bowl. And I was just thinking, once he got his opportunity, being a dual threat, something that they haven't had since he was under center for that team. He just gives them a different element than Garoppolo does based on his athleticism.
Well, an athletic quarterback they certainly have in Baltimore with the Ravens. They played the Broncos, and Lamar Jackson did what Lamar Jackson does. What do you think about him throwing and running all over the Broncos?
I just love the fact that the quarterback position has evolved to take advantage of strengths at the quarterback position that used to be considered weaknesses, like Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson's height, the way Lamar Jackson is able to run. Like, being able to take advantage of these players really puts the defense at such a crazy disadvantage when these guys get going. Like, he's spreading the ball around now. Like, Lamar Jackson, people always talk about his running because he's so very spectacular about it. But he's also throwing the ball and doing it with accuracy and efficiency as well. And the Denver Broncos always play tough defensively.
They did, but Lamar Jackson reestablished himself as one of the best quarterbacks in not just the AFC, but the NFL. And Mr. Rose, there are two veteran quarterbacks that faced off yesterday that seem to be headed in two very different directions. And of course, I'm talking about Ben Roethlisberger and that man, Aaron Rodgers. Jalen, what do you think about Rodgers playing so well and Roethlisberger looking like he might be at the end of his career?
And to me, that's the bigger story. The Pittsburgh Steelers started off 11-0 last year, and they basically struggled since then, and they continue to struggle running the football. Big Ben has never been mobile, but his ability to kind of shrug his shoulders and be big in the pocket and throw tacklers off, now they sticking like Velcro to that jersey, dog. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Pittsburgh Steelers remedy this. Do you now turn around and bench Big Ben at this point of his career? Claypool wasn't in there. Juju Smith-Schuster came back on a one-year deal. He's not lighting it up so far this year. They had to watch Connor go elsewhere and score two touchdowns yesterday. It's going to be interesting to see what Mike Tomlin does.
If you are the Pittsburgh Steelers, do you try to go with Dwayne Haskins over Ben Roethlisberger at this junction in the season?
No, not at this juncture of the season. Because once you do that move, you can't go back to Ben. And he's established so much equity with that franchise being there almost two decades. I think it's, and respectfully, at this point of his career with this history of injury, you don't anticipate he's going to play all 17 games anyway. So based on that, you know you're going to get an opportunity to get Haskins in there if you want to try it.
There are a lot of good teams in the NFC, and we discussed Aaron Rodgers all offseason long. And after they lost to the Saints, I wrote them off in week one, but they look pretty good. Are they the top of the class in the NFC, in your opinion?
You know what I like about the NFC? You get a chance to ask that question about a few teams.
We're asking it
about the Rams. You know the Dallas Cowboys are going to throw a parade today. We asked it about the Cardinals. You talk about the Buccaneers, the defending champions, the Green Bay Packers, as you just acknowledged. Absolutely. They have Aaron Rodgers. They have Devontae Adams. They have Jones in the backfield. And Matt LaFleur needs to start getting his credit. He needs to start getting the love that I see from Sean McVay and Shanahan. I think he's in the category of those guys, and Aaron Rodgers' continued greatness helps elevate that conversation.
Jalen, we always overhype the Cowboys in the media. It's just something that we do in this country. However, the Cowboys are living up to the hype. They looked really good against the previously undefeated Panthers. We'll talk about America's team right after this. You're watching J&J. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose. We always overhype the Cowboys here in sports media, but they might actually deserve it. They looked good against the previously unbeaten Panthers. What are they doing in Dallas today?
Overhype? Let me tell you something. You didn't get the news? It's breaking news at the bottom of the screen right now. There's a championship parade taking place in Dallas today. You didn't know?
After every win. After every win, they throw a parade.
Jerry Jones is getting his first championship since Barry Switzer and Jimmy Johnson. It's happening today. If you leave this show right now, you probably could catch the parade and the float. In all honesty, I'm just happy for Dak. Because I remember arguing about him getting his bread a couple of years ago when Carson Wentz got his, when Kirk Cousins got his. A couple of other people were getting taken care of. And then he got injured. And then he rehabbed. And then they got more weapons. They already had Cooper. But look at Schultz out there making plays. Yep. CeeDee Lamb out there making plays. They're blocking for Zeke. The offensive line looks really good. Diggs is balling. We saw one Diggs brother in Buffalo. The other Diggs brother is crushing him, making a name for himself, not only as a corner, but he playing a lot of nickel and being really physical out there as well.
Yep. Jalen, this is the Dak and Zeke that we were supposed to have. And this is the defense that they were supposed to have. Their defense looked tremendous, as you mentioned. Diggs, I believe, has 5 interceptions in just 4 games. This is the Dallas Cowboys that we expected them to be, but it's still early in the season. Will they collapse like they always do?
I don't believe the word collapse is in the vocabulary of this year's team, and here's why. The schedule. Did you mention that Christian McCaffrey wasn't playing? He wasn't playing. And by the way, if you drafted in fantasy, he went, let me see, number one. First. So you're going to miss that guy just like you're going to miss us until tomorrow at 4 p.m. on ESPN2.
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Jalen, it's time to go in depth. It's time to go in depth in our Buffalo weekend. You know, because it was from the very beginning, I knew it was going to be a special weekend. I knew it was going to be absolutely special because me and you got together and we had some Mexican food and then we got in the Uber and we got to JFK and then when we got to Buffalo, it seemed like we had like 7 rooms booked for 3 people, but in the end, we had 0 rooms booked. Jalen booked his own rooms, and then Conway got his rooms, but Conway's rooms were given away, Jalen's rooms were given away, and then it just looked like we were just gonna just be sleeping in the streets. We got through it, though. There were some very nice people that took care of us at the Marriott in Buffalo.
Absolutely, and it was a great weekend. 2 words I take away from this weekend that really mean a lot to me: family and loyalty. Today, no matter who you are and what you're doing, you may encounter a stranger. Or you may encounter somebody that you ran into once or twice in your life. They may tell you that they love you. They may say, "I got love for you." So many iterations of that. As I started to get older, I realized I value loyalty. And a couple of things that they say in their records played out this weekend that really is impressive to me. West Side Gun says in a song, "I don't trust you if you don't know my grandmother." I thought about that because my grandmother lost her. She was 103 years old.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend, we met the mothers, lovely, lovely mothers of West Side Gun, Benny the Butcher, Conway the Machine, and Armani Caesar. Just think about this for a second. They're friends that you have, that you've known for days, weeks, months, and years. And you've never met their mom. We met all of their moms in 48 hours. That's like a different level, and you'll like this one because you know I'm a writer too. It just came to me. I got a chance to spend time with my other BMF family, Bill's Mafia family. Right? And on Friday, I'm sorry, on Saturday, you mentioned, and shout to our brother, Andy Authentic.
Shout out.
Who not only was there to make sure that Jalen and Jacoby have fresh cuts, because he's an architect and everybody knows this, but he also is really talented at editing, shooting, and working the camera. Like, if you check out Andy Authentic's social, like, he always got his head on above the rim body when he about to go to Denver to do a seminar, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, he's a creative. So while Jalen and Jacoby are really passionate about sports and entertainment, we have other talents. Andy Authentic has other talents. And that's what brings me to Griselda. Because when you land on the plane in Buffalo, we were treated like royalty.
Yeah, man.
How many times did somebody ask you, were you okay? Or
if
did
I
you
needed
need
something?
Something?
If everyone, it seems like everyone's asking me if I needed something. And I'm very self-sufficient. Both you and I are very self-sufficient, especially when it comes to travel and taking care of ourselves. We don't rely on other people because we're old and we know how to get things done. But there were just so many people asking me if I wanted a drink or if I needed anything or if I was okay or if I was safe. I got a text last night, dog. The game was over, and I got a text from a 716 number asking me if I was okay and if I needed anything. That's just how the Griselda team got to us and took care of us, and I will always be, always, always, always be grateful for the way that the city of Buffalo embraced us. But I want to talk to you about something, Mr. Rose, because I didn't appreciate your behavior at a certain juncture. When we got to the tailgate, you were just like, who got a table? Like, who got a table? Let's go. Let's do this table thing. And I was like, no, I haven't had a chicken wing. You know what I mean? I haven't shotgunned a beer.
That's like high school sex without kissing you first.
Like, come on, man. And Jalen, like, people will offer
like,
stuff.
We doing
and Jalen
this.
Will just be like, yeah.
We doing this.
You just saw a big pot of soup. You had, like, some creamy chicken soup. And you're just walking around with some soup in a bowl.
I kept it in the rain. In the rain. It was mud after, like, 5 minutes. I was eating it. It was good.
I don't even think they offered. You were just like, what's in there?
Hey, how about the other guy who been there since 1986? Shout to this brother and his wife. They were so very gracious for us. They was outside tailgating, and I did what people do to me my entire life. I looked at them and tried to figure, how can I get some of their chicken?
You smelled a tailgate grilling, and then all of a sudden, it was like a beautiful woman walking into a room full of 15-year-old boys. Jalen just stared at their grill, and they were just waiting for himself to be recognized, for them to say the word Jalen Rose, so he could walk over and try to scheme on some wings. And then you looked at, tell me what happened when you looked at the grill, though.
See, I'm a cook as well, and I looked at the grill. He had a great, like, an awesome turkey leg.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. That turkey leg looked, but it was only one. He had the drum and the flat, so that was for him and his bride. And then, this is so ghetto, but people do this to me my entire life, try to scheme on me and try to get stuff from me, try to get my time, energy, and money, so I was doing it too. I counted how many wings he had on there. And I was like,
You couldn't do it to him.
Yeah. Like,
he's cooking wings like for him and his lady.
Yeah.
He already had like overdoing six or it. Seven. He's not, no passerbys yeah. getting wings
right.
from this dude's
yeah.
grill. He's got just enough for
two.
Him and his lady.
Because he couldn't give me just one. And then if I would have took two, that would have left them like four or five. And that ain't kosher. You know what I'm saying? He would have gave it to me. He was very gracious. He was like, yo, I've been here since the year we drafted Jim Kelly. He said, I've seen every Buffalo home game since we drafted Jim Kelly. And he popped his trunk. He had all types of memorabilia. He had all types of everything. I was like, you got some of that. You got, I told him he got some AFC quarterbacks back there. He had everything.
We got there at 11 in the morning. I felt like we were late. Like, I felt like we got there late. Like, we showed up in the fourth quarter of the tailgate.
It was already going.
I figured 2 hours so before late. The game would be plenty of time.
Right. People was already full and drunk by the time we got there. He's like, you really want to jump off a table? Like, you still want to do that? Like, we was doing that 4 hours ago.
Big shout out to the one dude who pulled me aside, and he was just like, dog, you really don't have to do this. He's like, I don't know if you should do this. He kind of got me shook. He was like, I don't know if this is a good idea. Why are you sure? He's like, why are you doing this? Like, why are you going to hurt yourself? You know what I mean? Like, you got to fly tomorrow. We got the whole game in front of us. He was really trying to convince me not to jump through a table. And I looked him right in the eyes and I was like, I'm jumping through a table. I can't.
Absolutely.
I flew here to jump through a table.
And great call, Nicholas Tuss. We talked about the love. Now let me talk about the loyalty. That happened Saturday night. Now, you would have thought that we were presidential the way we were picked up and dropped off by members of the Griselda family crew, and it was really dope. So from the time we left the hotel, we went to Conway's show. Sold out show. Conway the Machine on the marquee. All of a sudden, we look around, and Jacoby whispered to me, and you know what he said? He said, the butcher's coming. The butcher's coming. The butcher's coming. And then we turned around. Benny was at the show.
Mm-hmm.
We looked up. West Side Gunn was at the show. Armani Caesar was at the show.
They overdid it, dog. They
correct.
Overdid
it. The entire Griselda family. Anybody that you've ever heard spit on any of their projects?
They were there.
They were there. Talk about loyalty. I know how this works.
Hour after hour. Song after song.
One human being got a check for that show.
Mm-hmm.
That was Conway the Machine. It was one human being named on. I purposely looked. He said, Conway the Machine. And you know what he did? He gave us an old school throwback show. How many hours was he on that stage, dog? Maybe.
3 hours?
Three? He was up there at least 3 hours. We were standing next to the owner of the club and they was trying to get them to stop. He was like, no, I'm still going. We was there at least 3 hours. And by the way, that level of love and loyalty, you know what else I gotta make sure as I'm standing on the stage listening to grimy 90s hip hop beats and hooks, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm hearing historical bars. I heard bars. I heard more bars. And whoever had a microphone, bars. And whoever else stepped up to the microphone, bars and bars. Like, I can't lie. I'm standing on the stage making sure I'm Googling, making sure I know exactly who everybody is.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you think Griselda's the three-headed monster, but they've got spitters.
It's almost like, yo, you know how they're the front men for the team. They're the face of the franchise. But they got shooters on deck. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. And that was a great time. And then afterwards, I'll just say this. After the show, I got a chance to eat chicken wings and hang out with West Side Gunn and Benny the Butcher.
You know, Where was I?
David Jacoby, he was getting a good night's sleep, getting ready for game day.
Yeah, I'm going home, dog. I can't only pitch six innings. You go a complete nine innings, Jalen. You can go a complete nine innings, complete games. I don't pitch complete games. I need a middle reliever.
Yeah,
I need a middle reliever to come in.
No doubt, blood on the ankle and everything. I'm still out there.
I know when I'm cooked. I was like, I'm cooked.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm going home.
And I got a chance to eat some amazing, well done, all flat, lemon pepper, extra seasoned wings. And you know they're the best when it's like 3 a.m. too. It was like 3 a.m.
Sleep. Jalen comes back to the hotel that we're sharing. Grown men sharing a hotel room. This dude turns on a TV. Starts watching TV while I'm sleeping. I'm like, what are you doing? It's late at night. It's early morning. You watching TV. Of course, I'm not going to say nothing because you're paying for the room, so I can't complain. I was like, I got to go to sleep. Watching TV, dog. Go to sleep.
I had to get some food. You know what I'm saying? I had to check the news and the current events, dog. You know what I'm saying? Most people come back after a long night with Griselda. They so fried they can't stand up.
Go to sleep with your shoes on. Yeah, go to sleep with your shoes on. Yeah.
Did you know what? Let me tell you what ended up happening. Let me tell you a vet move that I did though. Y'all didn't really peep this. On Saturday, I was barely drinking.
It's a great job.
Barely.
I like to drink.
I knew in my mind that it was gonna be a long day. It's kind of like Thanksgiving. Like, on the 23rd, I ain't eating that much. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna make sure I'm hungry on Thanksgiving. The same thing, I was like, you know, I know this is gonna be a long night. It's my first time in Buffalo. They showing major love. And also, I can't be sloppy or out of control in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, that's what I do. I just get sloppy, then get in the car and go home. That's what I do. We got different approaches.
Jacoby and Andy Authentic was like, y'all go ahead.
Bye.
You go ahead. We'll see you in the morning.
And this is how dope Griselda is. They had a dude who watched me get in the Uber like I was a child. They had a dude outside.
Security.
I was like, I'm good. I was like, I'm good. I can get in the car. You know what I mean? They're coming. They're right here. Got a Camry on the way. I see the license plate. I'm on the phone with them. They're pulling up. Everything's fine. He just wanted to make sure that I was okay.
There's a lot of people asking
me if I needed anything. It was great.
And also, I got to paint a different picture. The family members, the crew of Griselda, the individuals that were driving us, they weren't wearing black sport coats and hats. I just want to give you guys a different visual. The gentleman that made sure I got to and from the hotel, to and from every venue, they didn't have security on their shirts. But you know what? I was extremely secure.
You were secured.
Absolutely. And here's a funny story I got to tell you, Jacoby.
Okay.
After you left the venue, we was kicking it there with Conway and Armani for like another hour. Shout to their mothers, too. You know how much I love and miss my mom. And I was just sitting there thinking the entire time, like, that's how my relationship in sports was with my mother and grandmother. Like, the entire time, you couldn't, just like now, you can't get in touch with me personally and professionally without meeting or knowing Michelle. That's kind of how it was for me in sports. And so seeing that dynamic play out, it was so beautiful. And I love all of them so much. But when you left, I was standing there with Andy, because at that moment, Andy was still trying to decide if he was gonna go after hours with me or not. And I text Westside Gunn to make sure I was gonna go to the right spot. And he was like, just let me know, da 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 da, and I'll have somebody scoop you up in the front. He finished sending that text. Say it was, I cannot make this up. It's probably like 1:35. It was like 50 people around, like everybody champagne and campaigning. I swear to God, dog. His man popped up like a jack-in-the-box out of the crowd like 5 seconds later. Like, I literally showed Andy Authentic the text, like, dog, he just pressed send on this message. You know what I'm saying? We didn't realize homie was just in the crowd lurking, watching our back the entire time. Just making sure everything was copacetic. Just like they did with you when you got to your Uber. Just like Conway did when he came in his fresh Air Force Ones and his fresh hoodie, walked in the rain with his jewels to come bring us tickets at security.
It was a very Jalen Rose experience through and through. You know, just showing up to places with no tickets, somehow getting in, getting preferential treatment. You know, it was a very Jalen Rose experience, and I love it. I'm gonna be back, but Jalen, I just, you know what? I had a realization. We have to go to a Lions game now. We have to go to a Lions game now. They need us.
They need us.
They need us, dog. We can't be the first 0-17 team in history. You know what I mean?
I got some symmetry for you.
How many wins do you have winning this year? 12, right? 12?
I scaled it back to 10 and a half.
10 and a half?
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting close to that. Okay. Here's some symmetry for you. I used to love drinking 40 ounces. Mm-hmm. The Buffalo Bills won 40-0. While the Lions went 0-4. You're exactly right. They need us.
And you know what one of the best parts about a blowout like that is? Me and you knew it was going to be a blowout. Got out of there early. We're good. You know what? I've seen this. We don't need to see the end of the fourth quarter. I'm good. We're good.
Oh, it's more exclusive content for the podcast listeners. This is an exclusive. We got to get a breaking news exclusive or some audio-wise, Reg DeLedge. Here's an exclusive. After a long weekend, it's a long weekend, I look down at my phone. It's around halftime. Benny the Butcher on the field.
On the field.
Y'all want to come to the fifth row and go on the field after the game. Get another text. It's West Side Gun. Y'all need to come by my store and get some gear and stuff. And I want to show y'all the store before y'all leave. While we're in the suite with Conway. So quietly, we kind of need to leave early to do either one of those. Mm-hmm. Right? So I'm kind of like trying to figure how we're going to manage this time-wise. Because regardless, Jacoby got a wife and three kids. He can't miss his flight. Mm-hmm. Jacoby said, I'll do whatever you want, Jalen. Just make sure I'm on my flight. I'm not missing my flight. So, we huddle up. Jacoby does an amazing job of becoming buddies with our original Uber driver.
Jennifer, why don't we just text each other? Let's not involve Uber in this relationship. You be right here at this time. You meet me at this time at this place. That's all you have to do.
Just me and you.
Here you go. And so Jennifer took care of everything.
And so we had to make an executive decision. Do we go down on the field with Benny and risk not only being late for the flight because it's 60,000 people, and the closer you go to the field, the more you got to navigate getting out. Mm-hmm. And the more you going towards the field in the fourth quarter, it's going to be a lot longer.
Traffic, getting out of there.
Or should we take Jacoby's Uber and go to West Side Gun Store at Galleria Mall? And by the way, there are a lot of people who rap. West Side Gun is also an artist. Andy Authentic is as well, Jacoby. I don't know if you really realize that. Like, literally, they draw. Like, my Uncle Paramore was an artist. So I've been around, like, that creative space, so to speak. We get to Galleria Mall. You guys appreciate our friendship and our brotherhood. Everyone always stays true to character. Young people, never be peer pressured by your friends or your family. If you don't want to do something, don't kick it with the person that's like, ah, come on, you can do it, it'll be okay. No, you don't want to do it.
That's what you were doing.
No, I didn't. It depends on what it is. It depends on what it is. And so when it's time to leave a spot at 1 o'clock, so I could go to another spot till 5, I'm not begging you and Andy to come with me.
I'm gone. Right? I do what I want to do.
I didn't one time fix my lips to say, come on, please, go. I didn't fix my lips one time because, you know, I'm Curt Schilling. I'm playing with the blood on my sock. So now, we're leaving the game. Westside is going to meet us at the mall. And big shout to Westside Pootie. I got her on video saying what she say on the album. She gave y'all 6 years to get money. You know what I mean? I recorded her saying that she's the best. I go in the store. She's probably 8 years old. I cannot make this up, dog. She's running the store.
When I met her, I was like, this child is a special child. This is not a normal child. She's very mature.
There was another older lady, like, that's a part of the Griselda family that was, like, overseeing, clearly. Like, she's only, like, 8 years old. But, like, clearly, I saw her going up to people. What size? What shirt? You want a medium? Oh, that looks too small. Go back. She rung my stuff up.
What?
He wouldn't even let me pay. I'm like, dog, hold on. I'm a customer right now. I'm paying for this stuff. Because you don't want to start, we ain't going to start this free thing because I'm going to want a lot of stuff in here.
So I'm going to feel bad when I leave.
Right, yes.
I'm going to feel bad.
I want a lot of stuff.
I want a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I want a lot of stuff.
So hold on. When you went to the store, where was I?
That's where I was going about our love and loyalty. David Jacoby needed to stay in the car, go to sleep, and get a second win.
Yeah. I needed it. I needed it.
Me and Jennifer. To stay in the car.
I was like, I'll be in the car. You go into the store. You go shop. You go get your Bills Mafia gear. I'll be right here in the car snoring, and Jennifer will be holding it down.
I'll give you something, dog, that's really incredible. He had so many original pieces, shirts, hoodies, and stuff in there that you cannot buy online.
That's dope.
His point behind that is, if you really immersed in this Griselda culture, you need to come to Buffalo to this store to actually buy it. That's how I'm gonna keep it exclusive.
That's dope.
Can
I make a confession?
Yes, sir.
I thought you'd come back with like a hoodie for me or something. You know what I mean?
I did.
Like, I didn't think I was gonna leave empty-handed. But then, so Jalen Rose, this is who Jalen Rose is. Wears some shoes on Saturday, leaves them in the hotel on Sunday. Get some new gear, right? He just starts throwing away the stuff he wore the day before. I got a fly Puma's jumpsuit. He's just like, I don't have room for this in my bag. I'm not checking a bag. So he starts throwing away clothes to make room for the new ones.
What?
Like it's a disposable toothbrush or like a razor. He's just taking full outfits, fly matching sweatpants and sweatshirt. And it's just like, oh, well, this one's out. Going in the trash. Not even leaving it next to the trash for a homeless person. Trash.
I'm like, these Griselda hoodies getting in this bag.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. These are coming with me somehow, some way. These are coming with me. And Andy looked at you like you had like 7 ears on your face. Andy was just like, what is this man doing? Like, he wanted to take the size 14, 15 Pumas. He wanted to take them.
Like,
he just couldn't believe.
I'm going to find somebody to get these to. I'm like, you're going to walk outside on the street, go give them to somebody if you want. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you find somebody to wear 15, if you can hear my voice right now, call 985-80-JALEN. Tell me why you know somebody that wears a size 15 needs some kicks. I'll get them some kicks.
There you go.
I will get them some kicks. I'm looking for people who are doing the right thing that need size 15s.
At the airport, right before, anyone who knows Jalen, works with Jalen, knows it. If the show is live at 10 a.m., he's showing up at 9:59 and 50 seconds and sitting
down. Gotta use all 24 hours of the day, baby.
Yeah, and if you fly with Jalen Rose, he'll be next to the gate. There's a big sign that says final boarding call. They're going over the loudspeaker.
Oh, flight 445 to Buffalo's. We're closing the boarding.
And Jalen's not like, he's like ordering a beverage. You know? They're gonna close the door.
You was like, I'm about to leave you.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, yo, I'm like, I don't know. This is too close. This is kind of too close. Just taking pictures with people. Like, yo, the plane's about to take off. You don't have to do this to yourself. This is stressing me out. I'll be on the plane.
Oh,
and then this
man.
dude's got a big old rolling Puma suitcase. And he goes to me, he goes, put that under your seat. I'm like, I'm not putting that under my seat.
Nope.
What it look like? And I'm putting this under my seat. That's your bag, dog.
You
I'm
and
putting
the,
it in the overhead.
You and the guy. You and the guy that was looking at next to me.
Yeah, we're both like, what do you mean? I don't work for you. I'm
well,
putting
I was
this
thinking,
under my seat.
You I'm got, like,
you got
well,
a seat
6'8".
Too, dog.
And you know, like, but here's the thing. I wasn't on the aisle. Like, when you walk on the plane, I need to be sitting on the right side if I'm on the aisle because I kind of play basketball on concrete and in the NBA for like 30 total years, and I got a bad right knee. So that right knee need to be sticking out in the aisle. If that ain't happening, then I got to make other adjustments that other people just got to get uncomfortable with. And so I already let the dude next to me know, like, this is my elbow thing. I put my elbow there, didn't move it the whole time. Put my bag there, laid it out. This ain't moving. Because wasn't no room in the overhead. And I ain't about to be putting my bag all the way back towards the in the back.
No,
taking 30
no, you're
minutes
not
to try to get
it
off the
you're
plane.
About to hand it to me so I can do it. I'm like, all right, I'll put this up there. No problem, bud. I got you. And then we're getting off the plane. I have to wait for people to go and ask nicely and all of that.
Excuse me. It's like you're going up
so
an escalator. Excuse me.
I get so jealous of Jalen Anthony Rose because this dude has, if it's moving, he's sleeping. Whether it's an Uber, a boat, a car. I'm surprised you don't sleep on bicycles. Like, if it's moving, he's sleeping from start to finish. Like, I sleep on a plane for, like, the first 10 minutes, then I wake up and I get bored, I read my book, whatever. But Jalen is, he's out the entire time. The entire time before we even push back from the gate to when we're landing and about to get off the plane, Jalen Rose is unconscious.
There are 24 hours in a day. Certain people, like 50 Cent, you think have an extra hour. That's how I move. And shout to Curtis Jackson, who was just on the Renaissance Man and said he wanted to do a sex scene with Nicki Minaj.
What?
He did. He said,
oh, God, we haven't
talked,
whoa. Oh, you know who had a better weekend than us?
Who's
had a better weekend than us? Urban Meyer.
Oh,
Urban Meyer. We haven't talked about the most important. See, we tried to get this into the TV show, and then the producers were just, they kind of walked us off of that. They're like, I don't know if the video is clear.
Because they want to keep their jobs.
Yeah.
They're like, wait a minute. First y'all was on ESPN. Now y'all on ESPN 2. First y'all was an hour. Now y'all like 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if that's
like,
clear. I don't know if we have room in the rundown for that. I don't know if
y'all
that was
podcast.
Clear. We got.
Y'all podcast used to be on the homepage.
Dwight Howard getting kicked out of a preseason game in the TV show, but we can't talk about Urban Meyer getting grinded on.
Rich, give me some good theme music. Give me some whatever you got.
Jalen.
Yeah, I got so many things.
Urban. Jacoby and Myers. Urban. There's some things I want to discuss. Number one, this was in Ohio, correct?
I believe so, sir. At an establishment that Urban's affiliated with.
He's affiliated with the establishment. So there's one thing that me and you, we were watching this video together. We watched it many times, like the Zapruder video. And one thing I said to Jalen, I was like, why has he got his arm there? Like, he's got his arm in a very awkward position. If someone's like grinding on you, you want as little between you and them as possible. But he seems to be sort of blocking everything with his arm placement. And then you said it because you're such a vet. What do you say about the arm?
I never root for anyone to be in prison or to break up any families or whatever. But just as a comic and an entertainer, since R. Kelly got punished for whatever he was accused of doing, I feel like now I can reference, I don't see nothing wrong with a little bump and grind. Yeah. And what Urban was doing, Jacoby, was the classic vet G move. That clearly wasn't the first time they were in the same place at the same time. That clearly wasn't the first time they were in that position. So what that means for me as a seasoned veteran, statue analyst, and also body language expert, that was him kind of like, I really don't want her to be doing this right now.
But she's enthusiastic.
But I can't stop her.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because I can't discourage this behavior.
Right. Yeah, you know what I mean?
I can't encourage this behavior.
It's like what Doug Collins taught me about coaching Michael Jordan. He was like, you just can't slow down a thoroughbred. And that's what Urban was thinking. He was like, I don't want to play Jordan in these final games and try to get the eighth spot in the Eastern Conference playoffs to play against the Celtics in the first round.
What?
But look what ended up happening. Jordan scored 63 and made history. That's what Urban was in the quandary position Irby. To figure. And so I have a couple of follow-up questions.
Cool.
He didn't want to discourage his young thoroughbred. No. And I see a lot of people age-shaming my guy Urban. Let's talk about that part of this. Okay? Age-shaming my guy. That's my guy, Irby.
Herb.
Where are we going with the age portion of this?
She's a consenting adult. She seemed to be of age. He seemed to be of age. Who am I to judge? Who am I to judge? You know? Herb, well, one thing was tricky, though, because Herb's wife did say at the same time that he was out with the thoroughbred that she was at home taking care of the grandkids, and she meant to say grandkids like that in a way that I believe she wanted it known that they're grandparents, and he can't be at the bar getting grinded on.
So for me, there are three separate things that I want you to take me down each of these streets.
Okay.
There's the first thing that he's in a committed relationship with his wife.
Yes, he is. Whoops. She's not happy today.
Okay.
She doesn't like us talking
about
this.
So for me, that right there is an issue between those two human beings.
Mm-hmm.
In theory, not for the rest of us, right?
No.
The second thing is that he's a professional man. He works in Florida. He was in Ohio, and his team is winless.
Yes.
So now let's talk optics.
Doesn't look great from an optics perspective.
You know what I mean? Like, if y'all, like, the Buccaneers can sign Richard Sherman after what happened with this offseason. They can sign Antonio Brown after what he was going through over the past couple of years. And nobody say anything about it because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just won the Super Bowl. And subliminally, our country, we ignore everything about people when we see shiny trophies.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And shout out to Richard Sherman, who I love very much. That's my guy.
Shout out.
But for Urban Meyer, those optics don't look good. For a guy who's coaching in the NFL, how many years he been coaching in the NFL?
Zero.
Okay. So that right there for your boss, Khan, that does, who, by the way, I have his number in my phone. I actually know him and like him a lot. Got the best Raleigh Fingers mustache, too.
Yeah, really good facial hair. Really good facial hair.
So that's the second thing.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Jalen, do you know who really disappoints me throughout all of this?
Who's that?
Person who filmed it and uploaded it. What are you doing? What are you doing with your time and energy? Pointing your phone at Irby while Irby's getting grinded on and then saying, I got Irby. I'm going to upload this and I'm going to go viral and maybe I'll get 15 new followers. Like, what are you doing? Why? Yeah, what is your role
right,
in this?
Right, right. And enjoy that $150 blood money. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
that's all
TMZ
that is. That's blood
licensed
money.
It.
Yeah, that's yeah. blood money.
What are you doing?
Yeah, we don't support people like you. And then the other thing I want to say, this is the third thing. Is she still in college? I need somebody to tell me that.
I hope not. If you've got grandkids, you shouldn't be dating somebody that has a class at like 8:30 in the morning.
Correct.
You know what I mean?
That's my rule.
You shouldn't date somebody that has homework.
Right. Like, Jacoby and I responsibly distinguished that we're not going to age shame for a few reasons. Here's what I thought about. You know, I'm getting up there in age and I want to live a long time. And there's certain adjustments we all have to make. When you're younger, you're considered being young based on how your face looks. When you get older, you're considered young based on how your body looks.
What?
I'm giving you game. Everybody out there that just caught what I'm putting down, when you get older, if you really want to look younger, it ain't in your face. It's in your body. And therefore, by the way, Urban was also in uniform, like Jim Harbaugh. You always see him with the khakis and the blue shirt. He had on his half zip.
The half zip with the cashmere.
With the collar. Yeah, he was in uniform.
He's not incognito.
He was in uniform. Right, he was in uniform. But Jacoby and I decided, because age ain't nothing but a number, the distinguishing factor for Urban is this. You can't be kicking with nobody that has a class.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? Like, even if that person's 27 and still taking their classes. You know what I mean?
No.
You know what I mean? You know, but if that person is like under 24 and taking classes, how old is he?
I'm just going to guess he's probably late 60s, mid 60s.
And I just got to say this for the mid 60s guys out there. Good for Urban, ready to pull up
good
on a young Irby. Stallion in his 20s.
Good
in her
for
20s.
Irby.
Good for Urban.
Good for
you know
Irby.
What I'm saying?
But his wife is not going to be happy.
Because if that was happening in reverse, there's a term for that. You know what that term is? Cougar.
Well, he's a Jaguar.
You like that lob, right? You like that lob,
you know what?
Right?
Jaguars are going to win now. That's going to, you know what? He just won back the locker room.
Correct.
There was reports about him losing the locker room and coaches complaining about his schedule and his behavior and the way he treats the players. He just won back the locker room. He just won back the locker room.
Correct. Like, because coach. Now you was looking at your players. They was playing their rap music. You was frowning. And they was treating you like grandpa. Now they like, you know what? We rock with Urban now.
Yeah, we're motivated.
You know what? You know my guy gonna get a touchdown already. You already know.
They play the Titans. Oh, that's a win. Oh, they're going on win streak. They're playing the Titans.
You know my guy James Robinson gonna get a touchdown already.
Yeah.
He already got a touchdown. Jaylen, he has one right now.
We didn't win any money this weekend.
Let's talk about our bets. Yeah, let's talk about
that. To.
You know what?
Jaylen,
I joke with Floyd about this. Floyd, I love, that's my brother. Can't wait to have him on the show. He never posts losing tickets.
No, never. Never once. No. And I was talking to you before the game started on Sunday. I was reading all of our different wagers, and I said, this is bulletproof. Like, this is inevitable. This should be illegal how obvious
no
all
way.
Of this is going to happen.
We're swamis.
Like, of course,
this should
of
be
course
illegal.
The Bucks are going to beat the Patriots in cover. Of course
the
Rams are going to beat the Cardinals
TDs.
In cover. Stephon Diggs hasn't scored that many touchdowns. Of course he's going to score a touchdown. Josh Allen runs for a touchdown every week. They're
so
playing the
Jalen
Texans.
Hurts.
This is obvious. Like, this is inevitable. This is stealing. This shouldn't be allowed. And then the games happen, and then we bet on the Lions to win a football game. Like, what are we doing? Why did we bet on the Detroit Lions to win a football game? Outright.
We said that out loud. We said this out loud.
So dumb.
In Conway's the studio, when we looked up at the score and it was 14-0, and you could have literally hit the brakes in the studio. Like, literally. It was like, y'all literally bet y'all money on the Lions? Like,
a couple
yeah,
things.
We did. I think we had like 20 total bets, and we lost about 18 of them.
I have to be a journalist. Urban Meyer is 57 years old. He's apologized to his team, to the family, and to Shad Khan. And he said it was just stupid. He should not have put myself in that kind of position.
Urban, I gotta tell you something, family.
Hey, Irby,
as long as you alive, you wanna be in that position.
Yeah, he probably shouldn't have used those terminologies. Saying it, I shouldn't have put myself in that position. It's like, Urban, why are you giving us this material to work with?
Now you might in the future wanna be in that position with your lovely wife.
Maybe.
But you want to be in that position, Urban.
Oh,
use the wrong terminology there, my brother.
Urban.
But we rock with you on Jalen and Jacoby. We rocking with you.
Oh,
because you didn't break any laws.
He went to Urban Meyer's Pint House.
Ooh.
So there was an event happening there. People asked to take photos with him. People tried to get him onto the dance floor. And he said he should have left, not allowed the young woman to dance closely in front of him.
You know what? The Pint House sounds like the kind of establishment that a name like Jacoby should be in front of.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
not like Urban Meyer. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so that yeah. But I gotta say this. I have to say this. I did a lot of jokes about this Urban topic. But if she's in college and the spot got your name on it, That's a little low-hanging fruit. That's a little creepy, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got to throw that out there, too. Your name on the establishment? Like, come on, dog. You get jammed up? Don't mention my name, dog. Come on, now. Hit the brakes, Reds. Hold on.
Urby.
I just go by the information that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just updated the information that you gave me. So I want to just make sure I put three dots on things I said earlier. You can't be almost 60 in a spot with your name on it. Understanding that you're doing something that's going to get you in a lot of trouble. Knowing that anybody could be recording you.
Nope.
Like, I ain't know that was his spot. For real, with his name on it. Oh, dog, come on, dog. Yeah. Come on, dog.
It's a tough one.
Come on. You could be anywhere in the world, but not there. You know what I'm saying?
People were trying to get him to dance. People were taking pictures with him. He should have left and not allowed the young woman to dance closely in front of him. Now you're the victim now, Herb? You're the victim? The people want to get you onto the dance floor. People want to take pictures with you.
It was their fault.
You ain't the victim,
dog.
Your wife
was at home with the grandkids. Yeah. It was their fault.
You ain't the victim,
And you know what you did, Urban? Let me tell you what you did. I'm going to go check on the spot. You know, I've been in Florida the last few weeks. We had training camp.
Yeah, got to check
in. You know, we done lost a few games. And we lost a few games. I just got
to
get out of the house. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That's what he told his wife. All you had to check in. It's one of his business investments for the family.
No doubt.
Oh,
like, this restaurant, like, last couple of weeks, we'd have had a couple of issues at the restaurant. Mm-hmm.
I have to go check in.
People stealing glasses.
The new manager, Gary.
Man,
I don't know if we can trust him.
So guy,
I just got to go look at the books,
you know what I mean?
And go into the office. I won't even have a drink. I'm just going to check on the menu.
Exactly.
See if the kitchen's clean.
The make bottle's sure the
health,
been coming
health
up short.
Code violations.
Yeah, man.
I'm just going to do my job.
You know
I'll be back.
Exactly.
I'll be back in an
you know
hour.
I can't
four
believe.
Hours later.
Can't believe that the register's come up short 4 weekends in a row on Saturday. And I'm in town. I'm
going
to make sure I go there. Exactly.
I got to take a more hands-on approach to make sure everything's up to my standards. I'll be back in a little bit. All right, they're telling us we got to leave the studio. Jalen Rose, we might be back tomorrow. We might get canceled. Who knows? Who knows? But I just want to say shout out to Griselda and everybody in Buffalo, Orchard Park, New York.
Shout out.
Love them so very much. And by the way, y'all better be happy. Our guy, Irby, who had on his school uniform, y'all better be happy that he didn't just turn his hand around. If he'd have turned his hand around,
a whole different
that
thing.
That would have been a whole whole different conversation.
I also want to say this. You know what? I'm gonna say, you know, I'm mad at whoever filmed that and uploaded it.
I am too.
That person.
I am too.
Look at what you're doing to my guy, Herb. Herb's just trying to check out his pint house.
You know what? Here's what I just decided. Whoever did that was either somebody jealous that it wasn't them on his lap or a dude jealous that she wasn't on his lap.
If you go, you're the one who... Urban Meyer's pint house in the first place.
See, Urban, let me tell you something. That happens in Ohio. Come to Michigan. We'd have took care of you.
Ann Arbor,
we'd
have took care of you. Be fine. Yeah.
We'll take care of you in Ann Arbor. That. We're not done. Come to Ann Arbor. Like death row, Urban Meyer. We are not done.